Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Sunday, September 11th, 2022 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipaulmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipaulmedia.com. Leading off today, Pondere Industries is planning to restart its idled Usk, Washington paper mill. Also making headlines this past week, Canfor is curtailing its operations in Sweden. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright Products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, September 9th at 5120, up 83 points or 1.6% from the September 2nd close. Gaining shares outpaced decliners by a 6-to-1 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was up 4.2%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Quad Graphics, gaining 19.1%, followed by Rayonier Advanced Materials, up 8.9%. The biggest decliner for the week was Glatfelter, closing down 12.3%. Over the past year, Resolute Forest Products is the biggest winner at 96.15%, and the deepest decliner has been Glatfelter, down 70%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is up 4.2%, while the PM40 is down 3.1%, and we'll be back right after this.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failurepreventionpreventionprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects, and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline Helsinki. Metsä Group warns of toilet paper shortage as energy costs wipe out production. That's a good pun, folks. Rising energy prices have led Finnish paper firm Metsä Tissue cutting back on production levels in recent weeks, the company said in a statement. This curtailment could affect the availability of tissue paper products such as toilet paper. the press release noted, with further halts on production lines likely. Metso Tissue has previously announced temporary production stoppages at its facilities in Germany and Slovakia earlier this year, and the situation has deteriorated further since then, Metso said. The company sells its products under various brands, including Lambie and Surla, and has a total of 9 paper mills in Europe. However, the rising cost of production are hampering operations in all of Metso Tissue's European markets. The company's Nordic market director, Johnny Slapapa, said, but particularly in the Central and Eastern Europe. Dayline Hodge, Louisiana. $97 million investment at Westrock Paper Mill in Louisiana. Governor John Bel Edwards announced the start of a construction of a $97 million project to expand and modernize the Westrock Company Paper Mill, a major employer and driver of economic activity in Jackson Parish since it began operations in 1928. Now, I'll bet you $1 million, folks, that it wasn't called Westrock in 1928. Actually, I'm sure it wasn't, but I'm not going to make that bet. It's a silly bet anyway. The investment in construction of a new wood yard and new equipment will increase capacity and efficiencies and reduce operating costs at the facility, the company said. It comes on the heels of the recently completed 5-year modernization plan the company announced in 2017. Westrock employs more than 450 folks with an annual payroll of more than $44 million in North Louisiana. The Hodge Mill, situated on a 1,700-acre site, was operated by Rock 10 Company until the company merged with Midwest Vaco in 2015 to form Westrock. This answers the earlier question. The multinational paper and packaging solutions manufacturer has 320 locations, employing 50,000 employees in 30 countries. Its Hodge facility produces high-quality container board that is used in manufacturing corrugated containers. But we're in the industry, so we know that, folks. Initial startup of the new wood processing equipment is scheduled for the second half of 2023.
Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically.
Dayline Finland. Huhtamäki divests its operations in Russia. Huhtamäki has sold its operations in Russia to Espanita Limited. Espanita is a holding company owned by Alexander Grover and Uri Kushnirov. The transaction includes 4 manufacturing units in Russia, employing 724 employees. The Siberian businessman Alexander Grover recently bought the McDonald's' former restaurants in Russia. That's pretty impressive. On April 14th of 2022, Huhtamäki announced its intentions to divest its operations in Russia. This followed an earlier decision to stop all investments in Russia after the outbreak of invasion in the Ukraine. The cash and debt-free sale price is 151 million euros. As a result of the sale, Huhtamäki expects to book a gain of approximately 15 million euros in its third quarter.
And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back and now back to the news. Dateline Stevens Point, Wisconsin. I've been there. Maybe you've been there too, folks. No one injured at incident at Pixel Stevens Point Paper Mill. The Stevens Point Fire Department assisted with the cleanup after an incident Wednesday morning, September 7th, at Pixel Specialty Solutions. Around 6:30 a.m. local time, that's probably central, the department was notified that a funnel disconnected, spilling approximately 300 gallons of dry combustible material. Crews said the funnel had been connected to a silo system that holds a product used to make glossy paper. Since the product was combustible, electricity to the room had to be disconnected. Two people were hit by the funnel when it collapsed, but no one was injured. Stevens Point Fire left the scene at around 8:45 a.m. local time. Dateline Canada, paper excellence laying off 95 employees amid two-week shutdown at its Crofton Mill. Paper Excellence says it's temporarily laying off around 95 folks at its Crofton Pulp and Paper Mill starting this weekend to coincide with the scheduled annual maintenance. Production curtailment is expected to last 2 weeks and reduce the site exposure to higher cost energy through the period, Paper Excellence said in a news release. The company says we remain committed to our impacted employees and servicing our paper customers' needs during this curtailment, the company said. Paper Excellence, a BC-based manufacturer of pulp and paper products with facilities across the province, says the affected staff will receive layoff notices. The company's Crofton Mill currently employs around 585 full-time staff and previously faced a month-long curtailment in March of 2020 due to a lack of wood amid a Western Forest Products strike. Speaking of Western Forest Products, Dateline Canada, Western Forest Products completes acquisition of Calvert Company. Western Forest Products Incorporated announced its wholly owned subsidiary, WFP Engineered Products LLC, has completed the acquisition of certain assets of Calvert Company Incorporated, located in Washington State in the USA. Calvert is one of the oldest glulam manufacturers in the U.S. and has more than 60 years of experience producing high-quality glulam beams in multiple species, including Douglas fir, southern yellow pine, and yellow cedar for industrial, commercial, and residential products around the world. Calvert has manufacturing facilities in Washougal, Washington, and Vancouver, Washington, with a combined annual glulam capacity of approximately 35 million board feet on a two-shift basis. Calvert's operations employ approximately 60 folks and produced approximately 13 million board feet of glulam in 2021 on a single-shift basis. Impressive. Western Forest Products Incorporated is an integrated forest products company building a margin-focused log and lumber business to compete successfully in global softwood markets. That's admirable. Dayline Canada. Canada formally initiates challenge of unfair U.S. duties, that's quote-unquote unfair, duties on softwood lumber. International Trade Minister Mary Ng, that's how her name says, N-G, I love her name, Mary Ng, says Canada is formally initiating a challenge of unwarranted and unfair U.S. duties on Canadian softwood lumber. And the Canadian government filed notice to the challenge under the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Trade Agreement Dispute Resolution System. Said this in a statement that the duties harm Canadian businesses and workers, but also serve as a tax on U.S. consumers already dealing with inflation and supply chain issues. The U.S. cut its anti-dumping and countervailing duty rate in half earlier to 8.9% from 17.61%, but signaled that Canada would still fight these measures. The crux of the U.S. argument is that the stumpage fees provinces charge for timber harvested from Crown land are akin to subsidies, since U.S. producers must pay market rates. Says that Canada is willing to work towards a negotiated solution in the long-running dispute. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papa Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papa Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline, Usk, Washington. Pondere Industries plans to restart idled Usk paper mill in Washington. Pondere Industries LLC says it plans for a restart of its paper mill located in Usk, Washington, and it announced it is advancing negotiations with key industry partners. Idled since bankruptcy in 2020, the paper mill has been meticulously maintained and preserved by a team of former mill employees, the company said. Irving, California-based Allrise Capital, parent company of Pondere Industries, purchased the paper mill at a bankruptcy auction in 2021. The site is also home to a Merkle Standard Digital Assist Mining Data Center that shares the industrial campus with Pondere Industries. Pondere Industries has begun coordinating with the Penned Oriel Public Utility District No. 1 to request an additional 70 megawatts of power to be supplied to the on-site substation. An additional electric grid load study by the Bonneville Power Administration, known as the BPA, will be needed to determine the timeline and cost of supplying this power necessary for restarting mill operations. Final feasibility and timing of the paper mill restart will be contingent on the outcome of this BPA study and subsequent power supply agreements. Stay tuned, folks. Dateline Vancouver, British Columbia. Canfor curtailing operations in Sweden. Canfor Corporation is announcing reduced operating schedules effective September 12, 2022, that's tomorrow, at its Swedish facilities due to a decrease in market demand. The reduced operating schedules will result in a 15% decrease in production capacity and are anticipated to be in effect through the fourth quarter. Here comes a quote, quote, "Rising inflation and mortgage rates in Europe, which are expected to persist into the fall, is impacting demand for lumber, and as a result, we are reducing production capacity. We are committed to continuing to meet the needs of our customers," said Don Kane, president and CEO of Canfor. The decrease in production capacity will be achieved through reduced shifts. The company will continue to assess and make adjustments to operating schedules based on changes in market demand. Stay tuned, folks. Let's end up on a story that I really, really like. Dateline Sweden. Essity finalizes acquisitions of Nix and Modibodi. Essity has finalized the acquisitions of Canadian company Nixware Incorporated and Australian company Modibodi, both leading providers of leak-proof apparel for periods and incontinence. With these acquisitions, Essity will become the global market leader within leak-proof apparel, the fastest-growing product segment in intimate hygiene, which includes feminine care and incontinence products. Now, Nix offers a broad assortment of intimate apparel with leading positions in growing leak-proof apparel category. The company has strong presence in the United States and Canada and sells mainly direct-to-consumer through online channels. Essity has acquired 80% of the shares in Nix. That's spelled K-N-I-X. Founder and CEO Joanna Griffiths holds the remaining 20% share and stays on as president of Nix. Now, Modibodi provides leak-proof apparel for periods and incontinence. The company has strong presence in Australia, New Zealand, and the UK and operates an online direct-to-consumer business model with growing sales in retail through e-tailers. Modibodi is spelled M-O-D-I-B-O-D-I. Nix will be consolidated into Essity's accounts then this month, and Modibodi as of this past month. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.